Vantage Points Flashback, Crossing the River, a Railway Builder's Challenge. Welcome to Vantage Points Flashback, where we highlight stories that explore this corner of the province and the many layers of history. Thank you, Municipal Councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. Crossing the River, a Railway Builder's Challenge. Railway builders avoid hills and valleys for good reason. It is much cheaper and easier to build on level prairie land. When possible, railway companies avoided deep ravines and mountainous terrain by winding their way around upon finding an alternative route. The Great Northern Railway began in 1879 as the St. Paul, Minneapolis and Manitoba Railway Company. The Great Northern ran its first train from Devil's Lake, North Dakota, to the burgeoning city of Brandon from 1905 to 1936. But to connect the line to Brandon, there was an obstacle that couldn't be avoided, the Souris River Valley. A traveler new to the area and on a trek from Boisevain northwards to Brandon, whether on the rutted ox cart path known as the Heeslip Trail or on the smoothly paved Highway Number 10, might be surprised when, out of nowhere, there appears the Valley of the Souris, a deep, wide channel cut through the Souris Plains where the last of the glacial lakes once drained. Scenic it is, in every season, but to the railroad builder it holds no romantic charm. It is an obstacle to cross. A challenge? Perhaps. A nuisance? Definitely. You see, trains don't do well on hills, and keeping the grade or slope of the track as gentle as possible is a priority. The surveyors for the Great Northern Railroad had rejected a crossing straight north of Minto, where the valley is both deep and wide. Instead, they selected a site near the hamlet of Bunclody, where the southern lip of the valley brushed right up against the stream, where the gentle slope on the north side could be crossed with a modest embankment. To get there, the line bends westward at Heeslip, following the curve of the river. Unfortunately for the railway builders, between Heeslip and Bunclody, there are two small streams running into the Souris from the west. They are small streams now, but back in the day, when Lake Souris was rapidly draining, the water had cut deep ravines as they approached the river. The railway engineers crossed these steep, narrow gorges by building temporary trestle bridges and then dumping fill to create a road-level earthen dam, complete with huge pipes designed to let the runoff through. One can only imagine the engineers crossing these trestle bridges with trepidation of being so high up, knowing full well the weight of their train on these structures, all the while watching the rushing river below them, holding their breath until the train in its entirety reached the other side. Concrete tunnels 2 meters square replaced those huge pipes and is still quite visible today, although somewhat clogged with rubble. Area residents have shared their boyhood adventures that included a dare to go through the tunnel challenge, unbeknownst to their mothers who would be none too pleased. Today, a marked trail, beginning at a dead-end road north of Heeslip, follows the abandoned railway bed, and a short walk takes you right there. Crossing the River, a Railway Builder's Challenge was written from Vantage Points 5, the most recent in this 5-book series. Visit vantagepoints.ca for more on the rich history from here in the southwest corner of our province. All stories in this radio series can be found on Discover Westman's community page. On behalf of the Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association, I'm Betty Sawatsky. See you later.